All right. Yes, sir. Back again.
Oh, by Friday.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to the Melted Chocolates podcast.
New guy here trying to get some brownie points.
The guest.
Duh, look at this guy.
Anyways, special guest, welcome to the show. Chuck, a.k.a. White Chocolate.
Jeez, man, let me introduce you. Holy. I'm your host, Aaron Pollard, flanked by Cody Webb, and our special guest of the day. He already introduced himself, but chuckle up again.
Smoky AKA, Smoke.
A.k.a. White Chocolate.
White Chocolate.
Oh boy, hot out here.
Charles Peter Labacco Jr.
The fourth.
You were a junior?
The fourth?
The fourth.
The fourth? The
fourth.
Yes.
I don't know if it was
CL4.
Sooner or later, it's going to get added on officially, but it's the fourth.
Let me find out.
Dude, you should have put that on the back of a jersey.
9 months from now?
Nine months.
When's that?
I'll create my own custom jersey and do it.
Chuck, you have any dates?
No, not yet.
June?
What?
June 2020?
No.
Oh, well.
Not happening.
Fall Bar Friday. Let's get it.
How are you guys living?
Oh.
I'd say sweet.
I'm good.
You're good?
Yeah.
What's been going on?
This guy.
What's been going on?
No, I'm
don't
good.
Don't worry. I'm on the TV.
I'm good.
I'm not playing it.
This man.
Right now.
Where's the controller?
It's over there. There's 2K20 on the TV, and Cody thinks I'm about to play.
You got that because you were sick?
I guess.
Oh, man. Let me get.
They had the WNBA. Look at this.
It just popped up. Anyways, as Cody said, I was sick. I've been sick all week. Today is my first day being pretty much 100%, which is why we're recording.
Because
if I was still sick, I would not be recording right now. So, thankfully, I'm all better.
It's very interesting.
Glad you're back, bud. A lot of Pepto-Bismol?
No, none, actually, because that makes me throw up even more.
Time on the toilet.
Yes, a lot of that put in. If I got paid for that, I'd be fine.
Got to always put your time in.
Got to put the time on the John.
Damn, so my man's get sick and he get 2K20? Yo, jeez, let me get sick.
Shout out to my Kayla.
I got strep throat right now.
Man, I just broke my nail. Can I get 2K20? Like,
yeah.
Chuck got to put a little more effort than that, you bozo.
Fine.
Anyways, Chuck, how you been?
I'm doing swell. Just making my first guest appearance on the podcast. Hopefully many more.
Hopefully, we gotta drop the contract. But
depends on what your ratings get.
I mean, world-class athlete right here.
Yeah, we got an arbitrator working on the contract right now.
Yeah, drawing up a couple.
My agent will get back to you.
Yes. Who?
My agent.
Who's your agent?
Who's that?
AP Flacco.
That's a lie.
What?
That is not. All right. Not.
Then I'll get my own manager.
I don't get paid to manage, Chuck.
What's your cut? 20%?
Zero. I don't get paid. So
you don't pay your agent, Chuck?
Look, hold out your hand. I'll pay you right now.
Where's the money? Take it out right now.
I need you to pull out your hand first.
Get away from me, Chuck.
All right.
Anyways, let's get into our first segment.
All right, welcome back to Full Bar Friday. All right, so first topic is, what are the codes and ethics to lending money to your friends and or family that you have in your life?
Care to elaborate on that?
All right, so let's see. What's a good... All right, so I give you $50 to split a hotel.
Okay.
So I give you $50 to split a hotel, right? So then we're going to be like, all right, just pay me back, blah, blah, blah. You do it on your own terms, but still do it in a timely manner. So what's the code of ethics behind that? Friendship? No friendship?
What you got? Depending on how close the friend is, I pay it back on time.
Depending on how close the friend is.
How close the friend is?
I mean, I guess that sounded wrong.
Yeah,
but
yes.
Kind of.
Just getting back, get it back as soon as possible, and then if like maybe they're just being smart about it, like really wanted the money, maybe I just hold out a day.
Now with me, if you give me $50 for a hotel, I'm gonna try to pay you back as soon as I can.
Okay.
Then if I don't have the money right away, or if I continue not to have the money, I'm gonna communicate with you, which is an issue of mine, communicating. Sometimes I don't say nothing, then things get all messed up, and that's a story for another day. I would try to communicate with you so you understand my situation, so you're not like, oh, this dude's out here flexing all over the place, but he owes me 50 bones. So, if it's your homie, there's certain situations where you don't really need to pay him back. It goes back to like when we talked about in the last episode, when you're going out to eat, and who pays for who. Like, if I pay for you, then you don't have to pay me back. But
right.
But if you, 50 if
we,
bones?
If we all split on a hotel, but it's all coming out of one person's bank account at the end of the day, then obviously we have to pay him back. Just like when we bought all this equipment, we split it three ways.
Yep.
And y'all linked me the money back, so.
Facts.
That's it. Now if it's like, I don't know, I don't think it changes. If it's someone not as close, then you still pay him back, so.
Yeah, my goal is to not have any debt to anybody, so yeah, as soon as I can pay him back, I'll do that shit in a heartbeat, so I'll. Yeah, people think differently, but that's how I do it. I don't want nobody to say that I owe them. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna just be like, as soon as I get it out the way. So now I can worry about more important things that I have going on. So
make sure all your money's going to where you want it to go instead of going to somewhere.
Or
else.
Say if I buy, I don't know, 2K20 for you. You didn't have the funds. We all played on the network. Blah blah blah. I buy you 2K20. Now, that could be either an early Christmas gift,
right,
an early birthday gift, or you're going to have to pay me back. Right. Depends. Like, it's going to have to be communicate. Communication is key.
Yeah. So. Can you spot me 2K20? And
yeah.
I'm like, yeah, but you got to pay me back. But if I just show up and here's 2K20, it's yours. You ain't got to pay me nothing.
Yeah.
And that's it.
So what y'all think about height? Does that matter or no?
Yes.
Why?
Well, me being a 5'8 male individual, I'd say it definitely matters with women, just because women will look at you and be like, oh, he's short. Like, that makes me less attractive in their eyes. But if I was like, say, 6'1", or even maybe even taller, I feel like some women look at that and say, oh, that's more attractive, like just off the bat, you know?
Why do you think that is?
Just because women have low self-esteem.
Oh,
ruffling.
Chuck getting testy.
I think it's because it's a lot to do with social media.
Yeah.
Because social media said if you're not above 6 foot, then ugh.
Well, that social media also portrays like this fake kind of thing where everyone's perfect kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. I mean, social media is social media, but a lot of females model themselves after what social media tells them to model themselves about. And some people gonna get mad about it, but hey, that's my hot take.
Well, some people will take like that, like say if like you're a male, like conscious about your height, some people will take that and it'll affect like the charisma or their confidence, like,
right,
just because they'll be like, oh, I'm too short, like I don't think she'll like me, blah 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 blah.
Logan, what you think about it, bro? This is Logan,
our guest producer.
Yeah, guest producer of the day, Logan.
Go
what's
ahead,
up,
Logan.
Buddy?
Yeah, I mean, to me, I don't think height matters, but I mean, I feel like to women it kind of does, like AP said, definitely because social media, I feel like it portrays the highest standard when, you know, the average height, let's say, is 5'9", 5'10", you know what I mean? Even if it's not true, that's, you know, I mean, I don't know. I'm just going off the rails here, but I don't really think it matters to me personally. Now, female height, I prefer short female. Shorter than me.
No, we're getting on females. No offense to the tall chicks out there, but if you're like 5'11", 6 foot, you don't need to be talking to me.
I mean, listen, I'm a man under 6 feet tall, so I just can't be seen with anyone who's taller than me. That's just the way it is. Right. Heels don't count. Heels don't count. But flat-footed, you can't be taller than me. It's just the way
How tall are you, Logan?
I'd say 5'9", maybe 5'10", might be pushing it. 5'10" in boots, 5'9".
Right. Do you feel like you have to lie about your height?
Hell no. I don't lie about shit.
Okay, so if you're 5'9", would you tell a girl that you were actually 5'10"?
No, I'd just say 5'9".
5'9"?
I'd probably take a measurement right then and there just to be sure.
Measure me right now.
Yeah, exactly. Head to head.
See, me personally, I don't have that issue, I guess, because I'm 6'4".
Blessed.
You're 6'4"?
6'4".
Okay.
Yes. So, in a female's eyes,
wow, AP really got that.
Yeah, I but guess.
That be the boy be on Twitter like, oh my god, who is that?
Yeah, see,
6'4" with the beard and the do?
Fuck. I'm wearing a purple do right now. You can't see me. Video coming soon. but like my girl, she likes taller dudes. So she saw me. She was wowed instantly.
At that point.
Why do you think girls like taller dudes?
That's so they can reach stuff.
That's it?
No, obviously not. I don't know. Because, I mean, it's not because of how you look. That's, like, only half the battle.
Is it?
So, to me, it is. To me, it's only half the battle. You have to know how the person is personally. You can be the most beautiful person in the world. But if you don't wipe when you use the bathroom, I can't mess with you.
Bro, that's like a growing up thing. Like,
yeah, exactly. You gotta figure out how that person is if you want to vibe with them. I mean, but some girls just look at height, and then they
don't. That's you don't 80% think they? You don't think they look at build? Like, all right, so Chuck, you're 5'8", 5'9", but you're kind of stocky. So it's like that might offset it, maybe. And you know, you got a nice little beard. So
I don't know. I be hearing all the compliments about Chuck.
Yeah, I be hearing. Yeah, I hear you out there.
Come on now.
All right.
Getting
some compliments now, Chuck. Hey.
See, hey, yo, Chuck got that nice haircut.
Big things about Chuck. Chuck don't know how to act when he get a haircut.
He really don't.
Chuck don't know how to act.
You gotta act like nothing happened.
Never on Snapchat posting selfies, but once you see the haircut, that man.
That's what everybody though.
Chuck is just funny because you can tell you have the confidence about him. But I mean, like me, I'm not fat. But I'm not the most muscular. I mean, I'm more muscular than fat, but I guess I'm in the middle of the spectrum.
You're in like that purgatory of like.
So, it's coming.
Not overweight. Don't worry, but fit.
I don't know how females would see me in that sense. So, my girl likes it.
It's all that matters.
That's all that matters. You
know, all that matters. Yeah.
Yeah.
Logan likes it.
I love it.
There it is.
I'm gonna jump in real quick.
You got
something?
I got something.
Logan, what the hot take?
Pull up a chair?
Pull up a chair, bro. One moment, Logan's pulling up a chair while we watch Houston and Orlando.
Did you listen to Common's new album?
Who?
Common.
What did you say, Cody?
Who?
Common.
Who?
Who?
Cody, I'll kick you off the podcast right now.
Okay, Common is Aaron's favorite rapper ever. If you ask. If you come in Aaron's room, there's posters of Common everywhere.
Not. I do not. I hate Common because he's in every movie when he doesn't need to be.
Okay, so he was in that movie with LeBron.
He was in every movie.
Smallfoot or Littlefoot.
John Wick.
He was in John Wick.
Why is Common in John Wick? Why are you here?
I've never even heard of this film. Or
you never heard of John Wick?
Chuck. Oh, John Wick?
John Wick.
Left foot.
Okay, no, it's an animated movie.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah. Alright, so we got Logan pulled up a chair.
Oh, yeah, shit. yeah, you were talking about, you know, muscular versus, you know, I guess stocky.
Right.
Where do you think, you know, you lie as far as females go? You think they prefer a more stocky guy? Because, you know, if we're talking about social media, you know, the dad bod. Dad bod's kind of in.
That's what I was going to say. Dad bod's in right now. From what I'm seeing on the social.
It's like a teeter-totter. It goes between dad bod to muscular.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like you either got dad bod or you're muscular.
But there's also a fine line between dad bod and overweight.
Yes.
Yes.
There is.
Thin line.
There
so,
is.
So,
It's a lot of cap on Twitter.
There's a whole lot of cap on socials, period.
Because they say they want it, but then when they get it, it's like, I don't know.
People just cap in general.
That's why don't you eat a salad? Which salads are good. I like salads, but
that's what they say to fat people.
Yeah. But if you got a dad bod, you got a little bit of fat.
If you got a dad bod, most of the time hair. You're working with a beer belly.
You're just comfy at that point.
Exactly.
You're sitting cozy. But height matters for females, for males.
I'd say no.
Not so much to me. But if a girl's 6'2", don't talk to me. Go in the gym, work on your jump shot.
Go hit up LeBron.
Or no, do that that spike thing that volleyball when they be blocking them.
On the volleyball team.
Be like, ooh.
Work on your jumper.
That's it.
That's all I need to do.
But I mean, to each their own.
Of course. So do you think that you can only talk to Chuck like a certain kind of girl?
Oh, never mind.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I don't feel that way. Because I've talked to other girls like taller than me, but like I feel like they're not gonna maybe like have that like certain way about me just because like, oh, he's that shorter dude. I wouldn't bother with it.
How does that make you feel? Like, do you feel like
I don't feel belittled or anything, if that's what you're trying to say?
No, yeah, like you don't feel like, oh man, like why am I, no offense, why am I this short, blah blah blah.
Last with the short leg, shout out mom,
there you go.
Yeah, I mean, like, if I was approached by like a taller girl, I would just take it as a compliment. I mean,
just off rip, like, she could just be like, "Oh, can you buy me a drink?" And I like how short you are, or something like that. Like,
if she said something like that, then I'd just be like, "No, a jump." First of all, I don't even buy a female drink.
There you go.
Cap.
Right.
All right, Chuck. I like how short you are.
Well, no, like...
That would be hilarious.
I'm not buying you a drink now.
Or like...
I'm not buying you a drink, shorty.
Buying it now.
Oh, man. But, I mean, everyone got their type.
Yeah, I mean, there's, like, some dudes that are, like, into, like, huge women anyway.
Yeah.
You ever wish you were, like, taller, Aaron?
Me? No.
You don't ever, like...
Like I was, like, 6'7"?
Yeah, or be like, damn, I wish I was, like, 6'6".
Oh, 6'6" would be nice.
Yeah, you'd skinny out a little bit if you were 6'6".
I'm still skinny-ish. I don't know.
I always wish I was like 6'3".
It's all in the gut for me.
I just wish I was at least 5'11".
I weigh about 280.
Mm.
You couldn't, if you looked at me, you would be like, he doesn't weigh 280. That's what everyone says. Maybe they're being nice. I don't know. Shout out to y'all. But, I mean, Logan does because he lives with me.
Mm.
So Cody and Chuck know. Because I've been friends with them since the beginning of time, pretty much.
But, I mean, relate more to the short issue, though. I remember even playing football back in the day. I mean, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be called Mr. Krabs because I'd be running on and off the field. My feet would be moving so fast, I'd be like Mr. Krabs.
Mm. Running. Your name in my
phone? Walking, I guess, in that case. I'd be running.
Mm. Logan, do you wish you were, like, 6 foot?
I used to, but, you know... I feel like part of growing up is just getting comfortable in your own skin.
I was just about to say that.
That's kind of where I'm at with it. I'm sure there's things that everybody wants to change about themselves, but I mean, at the end of the day, if you're comfortable with who you are, you're just going to live life however, you know, you were made. You can't change shit, you know. You could walk on stilts, but, you know.
That'd be uncomfortable.
That would be very uncomfortable, and you'd be like 8 feet tall. So, I mean, you know, you get taller, but now you're freakishly tall. So now women are intimidated by you because you're, you know, a skyscraper compared to them.
At that point, you're like SpongeBob taking Pearl to the dance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Long, tan, and handsome.
That's right. Mm-hmm. He should just stuck to the short legs.
That's it, period.
You might have gotten second base.
Is this thing on? One, right. Two.
Hello.
Melting pot for the week. Once again, the melting pot. We're putting one person, give them a good word or something nice about them, end the show off on a good note. I already have my pick, so I will lead it off. I'm going to put my grandma in the melting pot.
Hey, shout out abuela. Hey, abuela.
For those who don't know, I am half Puerto Rican.
Hey,
even though I may not look it.
Shout out.
But Nana is the best. Helped her put some chairs together. You know, got some advice from her. Told me some wisdom. So she's always out there looking out for me, helping me out.
Probably gave you some good eats too.
I forgot to bring it home.
Ooh,
she had some ribs for me and I forgot to bring them home.
I love when old people give us game. And I feel like people don't really appreciate it. But
they don't.
They live this life longer than you.
Mm-hmm.
And they know kind of what to expect.
Yeah. They have all that wisdom.
Any old head talking to me, I'm always listening just because it's like, yo, like, you know more than me, bro. Like, what you got? And it don't hurt to learn anything. At all, like,
so always room for improvement.
Always.
Yeah. So shout out to Nana for always being there for the boy. I'm her best looking grandchild. So shout out Grandma. Let's go to Chuck. Chuck, who are you putting in the melting pot, bud?
I guess. We were just talking about him earlier, but I think I'll throw Travis Scott in the melting pot.
Travis. Hey.
I'm only saying that just because I've been on a vibe lately of him. Shout out Astroworld. Really been vibing with that album.
What's the vibe with that?
I don't know. It's like kind of scrambled, but there's like, if you really listen to it, you can definitely like vibe with like certain songs, and then even just like one song will probably lead you into another to really like just get into that vibe that he's throwing out there. I can't explain it, obviously, because I'm not that vocal, but definitely shout out Travis Scott.
All right. I can't knock a melting pot pick.
No, can't never do that.
C-Web, who you putting in there?
My melting pot for the day, longtime friend, Carl Boyette. Today's his birthday. Happy birthday, Carl.
Before we get into that,
what's up?
No disrespect.
What?
Happy birthday, Chuck.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Bro.
Chuck's birthday was yesterday.
We definitely missed that dinner,
we
too.
We missed the dinner.
I feel so bad.
It's all right, gentlemen. It's all right. Sorry, it's not a good time.
We'll make it up to you.
We're still here.
Yeah. All right. Happy birthday. All right, so happy birthday, Carl Boyette. That's my boy. Been known him for a long time. He's in Vermont or New Hampshire, one of those states that are like next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
But today's his birthday. So happy birthday to you, Carl. Love you, bud. And that's it. All right,
nice. Melting
just wanted
pot.
To, well, actually, before you end it, I would like to just probably say if Dave was here, I know who he would throw in. Probably be the great one, Kobe Bryant.
Oh, yeah.
Shouted him out on Instagram.
How did we miss that?
Bro, yes.
How did you
shouts
miss
out
that?
To Dave. That's just a Bryant. That's a Bryant thing.
That's Bryant's, just a flex.
They talk to Bryant. Bryant's talk to Bryant's. It's crazy.
Not even a subtle flex. When Kobe Bryant answers your comment.
You comment. You flex that everywhere.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Kobe, you put that on all your social media.
That's the best player of all time. So, shout out Dave and Kobe.
Shout out Mama.
So,
yeah, man.
Anyways, Chuck, thanks for coming on the show. You'll be around.
Great to be here, man.
You'll be on more than once. Pause.
Yeah, man.
Good show. Good show. We got Jesse in the back. Wave to him.
What up, Jesse?
Shout out, Jess.
All right.
We about to get out of here.
We're about to get out of here. Eat. I'm going to go eat my separate ways.
Yep.
I ain't got fun, so it's all good, though. Thanks for listening. Follow us on the socials. I am AP Flacco on Instagram. C-Web is...
Give him the verbiage. It's not just AP Flacco. It's, what is it?
Lance Romance?
No. How you spell it?
My actual Instagram is AP_Flacco. That's FLACCO _. C-Web is at OOH.
IO.
_.
Yeah, my bad.
Jody. JODY. Chuck, you're just...
Charles _Lobosco. LOBOSCO is the last name.
All right. Don't follow Melting Pot on the socials because we don't have any yet. But
coming soon.
Subscribe on whatever podcast platform you listen to. Of course, my episodes to come.
Please share, like, and subscribe.
Share.
Don't forget to smash that like button.
Smash the like button.
Annihilate it.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Adios, amigos. All right, man. Yeah.
Oh, we out here.
Y'all boys be easy.
Yep.
It ain't just dollars.
How do I stop recording?
It's space. Four Bar Friday, continue, Chuck. Drop a quick bar real quick.
I gotta eat dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Next to the chilla.
Mm.
And I got a big billa.
Ooh! Alright, go ahead.
We don't even know what a billa is.
I'm making up these words and call me Dr. Seuss.
Yo, these graphics are great.
Yeah, they just added extra sweat.